Who will win the title of the greatest Manitoban? Former Premier Duff Roblin is still holding on to first place, but now a northern Manitoba bush pilot has claimed second. Tom Lamb. The entrepreneur started the oldest family-owned aviation company in Canada, and his son is here to talk more about Tom Lamb this morning. Jack Lamb is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcy.
So what kind of a man was your dad?
Well, Dad was I guess we'd call him this day and age a Renaissance man, and he was into everything. And when I say into everything, it's first of all, it was the fur trapping and the and commercial fishing and the winter freighting from to places like Norway House, Cross Lake, South Indian Lake. So Nelson House, and of course there was no roads in those days and no airports at all, so they would haul the Hudson Bay freight into all these places and the free traders freight, like Woboden was the railway stop, and so there was that would be the where they would disperse the freight from there, and that was at Woboden. And then in the Paw, of course, there was he was hauling commercial fishing from, they would commercial fish Moose Lake and Traders Lake and William Lake and all these lakes around 100 miles around the Paw.
I want to get specifically into something that he did that I think is just fascinating. So this is a man who's born in Grand Rapids, and in the 1930s he did something to take care of the muskrat and beaver numbers in northern Manitoba. Tell me what he did.
Yeah, well, the muskrat population was decimated with the low water, and muskrat and beaver, of course, they thrive on running water, lots of water, and they're a water animal, of course, and beavers, they can't stand running water, so anywhere there was running water, they built a dam, but it got so that there were not any beaver in the area, so he got hold of the New York State, and he got, I'm not sure the number, he got maybe 10 beaver. And took them to the Paw by train, of course, in those days, and took them down the river and let them go and on this muskrat ranch. Now, the muskrat ranch was leased from the Manitoba government, and it was an area of 54,000 acres bounded by the Summerberry and the Head Rivers. And this was an area there, and so he built dams and dikes.
He brought the beaver back to northern Manitoba.
And brought the beavers back to Manitoba, right. And they just thrived in the muskrat. They were almost decimated, too. There were no muskrats. And so the running water and the high water, and he would go around. He'd put skates on in the spring, and he would skate around this area, this muskrat ranch, and count the number of rat houses. And then
I want to get into the aviation business before you go here, Jack, because this is a time when there were no medevac, there was nothing. What was flying like at that time?
That's right. Well, in the early days, this is the 30s, and there were airplanes in the area, but they were based out of Winnipeg and Sheridan, but Tom did the medevacs and. He bought an airplane in 1935 to haul his fish, the commercial fishing. He was hauling it, first of all, with his teams of horses and tractors. And the teams would freeze up and go through the ice and lots of problems. And so he hooked up with one of the old airline companies up there or in the area, and they hauled a few loads of fish for him out to the rail up to Cormorant. Mile 42 in the Hudson Bay Railway. So that worked out very well. So Dad said, well, that's for me. So he went down to Winnipeg and took his flying license with the Winnipeg Flying Club, put a tent up on the airport there at Winnipeg National Airport, lived in a tent, and learned to fly.
He did extraordinary things, and we've run out of time to talk about all of them.
Right.
But we thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's Jack Lamb. He's the son of Tom Lamb, who started Lamb Air in Manitoba. Now, all of Tom's sons became engineers and pilots and worked for the company. And Tom Lamb is now a contender to become the greatest Manitoban. If you want to view more about him or the 50 nominees, go to cbc.ca/Manitoba.